The engineer at the controls of last year's deadly Metro North derailment is not alone among his peers in having a sleeping disorder. WNYC's Kate Hines says the conditions that lead to sleep apnea are rife in the transportation industry.
While anyone can have sleep apnea, the most likely sufferers are overweight, middle-aged men with big necks. Combine that with a sedentary job that often changes shifts, like the kind engineers, bus drivers, and pilots routinely do, and you lay the table for daytime drowsiness. That's according to Dr. Michael Thorpe, the director of the sleep clinic at Montefiore Medical Center. He says sleepiness is a factor in many serious crashes.
I'm dealing with problems all the time. I mean, we're just picking up the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it has to take a train accident to bring about recognition of the importance of sleepiness in train drivers.
Currently, pilots and truck drivers are required to be screened. The NTSB has previously called on the Federal Railroad Administration to develop guidelines about sleep disorders. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
WNYC is investigating how New Yorkers sleep. Visit our website, wnyc.org, for details.